Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey, Lonnie, I like your vibrant colors today.
Hey, Brian, thanks. I'm ready for summer and spring.
Good to see you, as always.
Good to be here, as always.
You have a busy weekend?
I did.
Out seeing some theater, I assume.
Yes, of course.
Our friends at City Theater, yes?
Yes, here it is.
Nomad Motel. So as far as motels rank, what did you think of this one?
Well, it's a place for nomads, one of those cheap hotels. This play is written about a parachute kid and a motel kid. Have you ever heard those expressions?
No.
No, I hadn't either. But out in Orange County, apparently, as well as many other places in the country, there are people that are nearly homeless, and they are the motel kids. Their parent or parents scrape up enough money that they can live in a cheap motel since they have no home, and often moving from one to the other to the other. So the young lady was the motel girl, and her friend was the parachute kid, and that is a term used for people from foreign countries. High school students will come over and study in American high schools with a hope that they're going to achieve real well and be able to get into really fine American colleges. So the young man that was the lead was the parachute kid from China.
That's fascinating, but I'm stuck on the math here. I would think that it would be more expensive to stay at a motel than you'd pay more doing that than you would a monthly mortgage.
Well, you know what? This might as well be called the no-tell motel. It's that kind of a place.
It's like really bad. Like
it's really bad.
How would you, like how many bucks a night? Less than $50 a night?
Oh, I would assume, but I don't know.
What would you pay for it?
I wouldn't stay there. You couldn't pay me
I know,
to stay there.
You have very particular taste.
Yes, unfortunately
what is
for
the
me,
worst,
I do.
What is the worst motel hotel you've ever stayed in? What was the worst experience you've ever had?
Oh, I'd have to say it was in Spain.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't even have, well, first of all, there was no bathroom in the room at all, of course. You shared the bathroom. But the running water was salt water. So when you're in the ocean and swimming and you come back from the beach and you take a shower in salt water, it's not real comfortable.
Oh, well,
to say the least.
Maybe that was like one of the, like, was it a rustic place or was
it
a really nice place?
No.
All right, it was rustic. We knew what you were getting
into.
It was
$4.75 a night, and that was for a triple room.
All right. You're lucky there was water, okay? Anyway.
Back to the play. This is a world premiere written by Carla Ching.
Mm-hmm.
And as it is a world premiere, you know, often a world premiere means a work in progress. And as it stands right now, it wasn't my favorite script. However, the production quality was excellent. You know, the acting, the set, the lighting, everything. Just the script needs a little more work, in my opinion.
Well, what do you think it was lacking?
Well, it was, I thought it was a little bit long. So I think it just needs a little honing and trimming down. And the story itself, I guess I was just really disappointed. No spoilers, but I was disappointed in the ending.
Mm.
I would have liked to have seen a more positive ending. But the way it ended, it kind of leaves it open for another script to follow.
Not all of these end happy, you know.
No, I know.
All right, so what were some of the things that really stood out to you? Is it reasons
some
to
of the
see
things,
this?
Well, I would say the whole cast, it was a small cast, five actors.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the leads were both very good, you know, very professional, very competent. But I really enjoyed the supporting actors. Shaheen Ezel played Oscar, and he played this role with so much charisma, and he was so likable, and he had the green braids in his hair. I mean, he was just really kind of a
you
kind of
had a
character.
You had a phase like that. Remember when you were doing the feather? When that was like in for like a second?
I know.
Vogue for like a second.
And I kept it in longer than a second. But we won't go there.
That's why you liked him so much. You had an affinity with those
That's
guys.
Right. And Nelson Lee played the father of the young parachute kid. And I thought his dialogue was the most clever in the whole play. His character had definitely the most lines. And he had some real laugh lines playing the very strict Asian father with very, very high standards that he expected his son to meet. And that was a fun character. And the other character was Lisa Veltlin Smith. She played the mother of the motel kid, the young girl. And her stress and her tension that her character was experiencing, you could feel it as you watched her. It was almost electric coming from her into the audience.
I tell you what, that is a really, I think, a great sign of a fantastic actor, when you
yes.
can emote with, you know, non-verbally like that. That's something. Also, sometimes called stage presence.
Yes.
It just is there. It's an energy that you emote when you're on that stage.
And that's so interesting, because I thought, she really had it. Well, they all did, but the three supporting actors, her stage presence was amazing, and Nelson Lee, the father, mm-hmm. Had a really strong stage presence. You know,
great,
I looked
ensemble,
forward.
We
yes.
can say.
And I looked
ensemble,
very forward.
In English, eh?
I understood, but thanks for the translation. But yeah, their acting performances were really worth seeing.
Great, very good.
And I guess,
so we hope that people will.
Yeah, if you want to see a good cast. There it is.
Nomad Motel through June 3rd.
Oh, gosh.
Am I right
Let
about
me see.
That?
You are.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm right on the ball.
Directed by Bart DiLorenzo.
All right.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.